I think that the federal administration just got it kind of wrong. Some of this is speculative, but I think that a month or two ago, somebody from pretty high up said, go to Minneapolis and arrest and deport a bunch of Somalis. And there wasn't adequate pushback on that directive. And they get here only to find out that the Somalis are here legally. They're by and large American citizens. They got here on a plane. And so, suddenly they're looking around for, what to do next. Attention got redirected towards our Latino community. I mean, here's the bottom line. If the goal is to go after murderers and rapists and people that have destabilized safety in Minneapolis, we're of course on board. But is the goal to go after someone who's been here for 29, 30 years working as a baker? I mean, is that the goal? Nobody has ever come to me and say, yeah, that baker, the breads and the cakes, that's just a bridge too far. We got to get this guy out of here. I mean, nobody said that to me. And so let's put aside, discussion about immigration and let's talk about safety. Let's talk about crime. Let's work on, that's what I would say to people. If the goal is to get murderers, the first question that you ask is not where are you from? The first question that you want to figure out is, did they commit a murder? And yeah, if that's the case, you arrest them, you prosecute them, you charge them, you put them in jail. We're all for that.
Is that what you said to President Trump?
In different words, of course. Yeah, like I'll say, we had a productive conversation. It was a collegial conversation, and I certainly expressed that we do partner. We do partner, and we'll continue to partner. We'll deepen a partnership around getting violent criminals off our streets in Minneapolis and throughout the state of Minnesota. We had partnerships with multiple administrations, with the U.S. Attorney's Office that have been very successful in driving down violent crime. In fact, look, in Minneapolis, crime is down in virtually every category, in virtually every neighborhood of the city, and in part due to partnerships that we've had with the federal government. But no, there seems to be a shift to want to bring it back to immigration and ripping these families apart that have made Minneapolis a better place. And no, I'm not on board with that.